Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Pirates, even though they're sort of playing out the string, are generating some stories of their own. And here to talk about it, Carrick's very own John Wehner. Hello, John. You out there?
I said, hello, Joe. How's it going?
Going very good. I'm spending the day with Ron Cook. Could life be better?
It couldn't be better. Hi, Cookie.
What do you say, John? What do you expect from Archer tonight? We've been talking about the question. He has not pitched well since he's been here. I think he has said that. If you could do the deal over again and not do it, would you not do it?
Oh, man. No, I still do the deal. I mean, I still think he's an elite pitcher. I think he's pitched better of late. I think his last start, he hung a slider that led to a three-run homer that kind of changed the whole – I mean, he was scoreless to that point. So I still think that, you know, moving forward, the strength of this team is the starting rotation, and he's definitely going to be a part of it for me. I mean, I think for this team to compete in a division and get to the postseason, they have to have solid starting pitching, and I think he's going to be a part of that. Obviously, we won't know for years how well the trade's going to work out and whether Tyler Glass now could be a fixture in a rotation for the Rays, or if Meadows becomes a real good outfielder for the Rays and Baz to the young starter, how he's going to turn out. But, you know, having a few more years of Archer, I expect him to pitch at the elite level that he's pitched at for most of his career.
John, when I look at it, I'm concerned about that myself. And one thing I look at here is his strikeout rate has gone down. And I'm wondering, where is that wipeout pitch? It feels like he hasn't been elite in a while now, like he was having a rough year. So I'm curious, from your perspective, from a hitter's perspective and a veteran baseball observer, when you watch him, what makes you believe that he's going to be elite again?
Well, I think it's about location. I think he's located the ball better in his last two or three starts. I think his first few starts, the ball was up. The fastball command wasn't there. The slider, I mean, he threw a lot of sliders up in the zone, which I don't think are, you know, not many pitchers throw the slider, you know, above the thighs, you know, on purpose. But I know he does that at time. And I know, and this is why I think the slider is an elite pitch for him, because as often as I've seen him in his first few starts throw that slider up in the zone, he was still getting swings and misses on it. And there wasn't great or hard contact off of it. So that lets you know, usually when the ball's up, a breaking ball's up, you don't have as much break and it gets pounded. His slider wasn't getting pounded. He got himself into trouble, I think, by walking guys, some soft contact. Oh, yeah, there's some hard contact too. But I still think, just by watching the swings off opposing hitters, it's not like he's getting gapped and getting balls hit out of the ballpark at a high rate. I still think that there's, you know, enough velocity on the fastball and movement on the fastball to get soft contact. I think the slider still is an above average pitch for him. That's, you know, that's been a dominating pitch for him in the past. I just think when he's been around too long to learn, but I think when he finds a consistent release point and you hear this all the time, repeating the same delivery to where the ball's coming out the same spot all the time, that's going to help him locate. When he locates and works down in the zone for strikes, he's not going to get hit very often. And I think that's where his success is going to come from. And that's what made him a successful pitcher and one of the best strikeout pitchers in baseball for the last five or so years.
John Wehner joining us on the Cook and Joe Show. If you had to give just sort of a real short gut feel on where you think Glasnow and Meadows will go with their careers here, John, what would it be?
Well, keeping an eye on Glasnow, I don't think Meadows has been playing a whole bunch. I haven't seen him in a lineup down there, and so
no, he's in Triple A, and he's hitting over 300 with 12 homers since he got to.
Oh my goodness! see. Well, that yeah, I didn't know that, and I just assumed he got called up with the September guys, and I'm like, why isn't he playing? I know they have some guys that they're using, Kiermaier, Pham, that, you know, aren't going to come out of lineup anytime soon. But Glasnow, the key for him, everybody knows, is throwing strikes. And when he's thrown strikes this year for Tampa Bay, he's been really good. I know he had the one bad outing where he gave up, I think, six in an inning or so, and elevated his ERA. But most of every other start he's had down there, he's not only been in the strike zone, he's been incredibly efficient. I mean, we're seeing like six innings, 75 pitches. I mean, where'd that come from? Where was that when he was here? Because it was like he looked a lot of times like a deer in headlights when he was on the mound, especially as a starter, as a reliever, he looked better, but and a little more confident. But Glasnow could be a top of the rotation guy. Obviously, he was the best pitcher in minor league baseball for years, and his numbers in the minor leagues were astronomical at the minor league level. And for whatever reason, it didn't translate to the big league level. Now, if he goes back to that and he's able to throw strikes and get that curveball in there as a strikeout pitch, yeah, he could be a top of the rotation guy. You know, the jury's still out, and so that could be a big loss for the Pirates. Meadows, I don't know if Meadows is an all-star outfielder. I mean, I said this numerous times from the first time I saw him in spring training till he was with the Pirates at the big league level. But I won't say there was some resemblance for me. I'm thinking he's like an Andy Vance-like type player offensively. Defensively, he's not going to approach anywhere close to that. But offensively, he's a guy that could potentially be in the 20s in the home runs for several years. And he'll probably settle in, you know, a 280 career hitter. And he may be having a good enough year in his career to be an all-star guy, but I don't see him as a perennial all-star guy, but I see him as an everyday outfielder that's going to be very helpful to the Tampa Bay Rays for years to come. And so I know that was a tough thing to give up, those two plus a first round pick, but I mean, those are the types of moves that the Pirates have been criticized for not making. And I still think we have an elite pitcher. And for the first time, we gave up a lot of three talented, very talented future major league players, you know, regular players, maybe two rotation pieces and an everyday outfielder for a guy that we're hoping is going to be an all-star type pitcher and a guy that gets us to the postseason. But yeah, none of those guys in my mind are going to flop. I think they're all going to succeed at the big league level. And so how good they get, well, that's going to be how we judge that trade 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road.
John, we appreciate the time, man. Have a great day.
Always enjoy it, guys. You guys have a great weekend.
See you, John.
There he goes, John Wehner. Ron?
Still do the deal. I'd still do the deal.
Yeah.
Although then he went on and on and on about how good the three guys they gave up are going to be.
I know. I would not still do the deal. We can talk about that. We can at 412-928-9370. That seemed to heat up for a moment because that was a big deal, literally and figuratively. That was like I never thought that this fan base would be sparked up like that this season, but they were. And I'm wondering if it was somewhat of a mirage. 412-928-9370. And also, there's this creeping idea, seems to be creeping into the consciousness around here, that the Steelers are better off without Le'Veon Bell. I'm not going there, although I'll admit there are some compelling numbers, and we'll get into them next hour on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.